I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media News. The Champaign County Board will meet Tuesday night as a committee of the whole to discuss the future of the county nursing home after voters gave them permission to sell it and rejected a property tax increase to help fund it. Meanwhile, the Nursing Homes Advisory Board plans to study one option. Ron Aldridge, a consultant hired by the county to look at options for the nursing home, proposed that it be spun off as a nonprofit entity overseen by the county, local hospitals, and medical clinics. I spoke with Nursing Home Board Chairman and County Board Member Jack Anderson about the Nursing Home Board's plans to form a study group to look at the idea.
Well, it's an exploratory group that's going to look at the possibility of having a group of nonprofits coming together to support and operate the nursing home. First thing we need to do is have the state's attorney's office give us an opinion on whether or not we could even join into something like that and what the restrictions might be or limitations, so that when we do go out and talk to these other entities that might want to participate, that they'll understand what our limitations are.
If the nursing home goes into some sort of private operation, what setup do you think would be best for the county, I guess?
Well, I think best for the county is that the nursing home stay open. If it's not run by the county, then whether it's private enterprise or nonprofit would be best. The voters have already told us that they don't wish to fund it any further, so it requires us to change the way we operate it to work within the financial constraints that we have. And they've even allowed the board to sell it if they felt it was appropriate. So at the end of the day, I think the nursing home's important. We need to keep it in our community under some structure, but apparently the taxpayers don't want to necessarily have it under county government directly.
Yeah, I think you were saying that nonprofit would be best compared to a for-profit operation?
Well, I don't know yet. Either private or nonprofit is better than no nursing home. And I say that, not that the nursing home will ever go away, but if the county has to continue to operate it under its own funding mechanism as it has, we may see further consolidation to keep the county from going bankrupt because of the sheer large numbers of losses that we're having.
That's Nursing Home Board Chairman Jack Anderson, a Republican on the Champaign County Board. Anderson supported the referendum to let the county board sell the nursing home to a private operator. Democratic County Board Member Josh Hartke also serves on the Nursing Home Board, and he supported the tax increase that voters rejected. He told me that he has his doubts about the Aldridge proposal.
Mr. Aldridge had a very interesting report, and there were a lot of very good points in it about not selling the nursing home, about supporting it, and then those things have failed, but the one thing people really focus on is the potential creation of a non-for-profit to run the nursing home. That's been talked about by a lot of folks who really don't have knowledge of the statutes involved, and there's some very complicated statutes involving mixing public and private money, especially at the county level. We are referring to the state's attorney to look at that, to see what our options are, to explore that. One thing I'm very doubtful, I mean, I don't see a non-for-profit coming in to fix the problem of Medicaid applications being approved any faster. I don't see even a private company for-profit coming in and solving that problem. And if a private for-profit company did come in and solve that problem, I'd have some concerns as to why a private company is getting paid faster than a public institution. So I'm skeptical about it, but again, I'm looking for any solution, so I hope this group can form. Kathy Emanuel, I know, has some fantastic connections to the very players that would need to be involved to make this a success. And if they're willing to be involved, that's great. But, you know, Carl currently doesn't want to pay its taxes in this community, so I don't know that it's going to take over fixing our nursing home for us.
That's Nursing Home Board Member and Champaign County Board Member Josh Hartke, referring there to the long-running dispute between Carl and local governments over property taxes. Hartke also mentioned Nursing Home Board Member Kathy Emanuel, who is slated to be on the working group along with Chairman Jack Anderson to study the Aldridge proposal. Both Hartke and Chairman Anderson will be at Tuesday night's Champaign County Board Committee of the Whole meeting, where the county nursing home will be on the agenda. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. at the Brookins Administrative Center in Urbana. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.